I'm Jeannie.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Nikki from Tyrion's Landing,
a podcast member of the Gonna Geek Network,
just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in...
3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm the operator.
I'm Wing.
I'm Beef.
And I'm Neil.
And here we are, one more time again, all up in your face holes, Beef. What time is it?
News time.
Up in your face hole?
Wow. Yeah, it's all up in your face hole.
News time.
The first little piece is not, it was just released today. Apparently in Mexico, they are starting to do soda cans that have a little bit of Star Wars Force Awakens on it. And it has all three droids, 3PO, R2, and BB. And 3PO has a red arm.
Okay, first of all, now we get our news from plant in Mexico that are printing soda can. Okay.
Yeah.
Because hey, it's like, an actual like, image.
I know.
Hey, well, nobody knows what the fuck's. Then nobody's going to pay attention in Mexico. No one's got Twitter down here.
It's, derp.
Just do you remember when you were buying a magazine 3 months before the movie was released? Now we get the image for soda can in Mexico. Well, that's awesome.
Let's be honest. We were buying Starlog.
Yes. Okay.
Wow. Wow. All the way back. Jesus. Did you hurt yourself reaching that far back, dude?
Nope. That's where I live.
Dang, that's a long time ago. In comic book news, a lot of Marvel changes are going to be taking place after Secret Wars. We went over some of them last week. Some more changes, like Doctor Strange with a battle axe, which is interesting.
Kind of awesome.
Doctor
Strange with a battle axe. You know, maybe it's an enchanted battle axe. I don't know.
He's better cut someone in two with that battle axe. Come on.
You know. But Daredevil back in black, as it should be.
That's it now? Everybody wants him in black?
Okay, honestly, in Daredevil, did you not like the black suit better than the red?
I have no clue on any history of that, but the black suit was fucking pimp.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. All up in your grill.
The black suit was a rag. The other one was an armor. Come on.
It was ugly.
It was ugly, but even if it was black, it was still an ugly armor. I'm just saying.
So, and the new version of Iron Man after Secret Wars, even though the original Invincible Iron Man has been canceled, it's going to be rebooted under the name Invincible Iron Man. Different suit, which looks a hell of a lot more like manga than anything he's worn in a while. And but apparently this suit can be all suits. He's not going to upgrade to the next suit. It's just this suit is going to change into whatever he needs it to be.
So they're kind of taken from Superior Iron Man, where he had the symbiote armor.
Mm-hmm.
But Superior Iron Man ended, and he was a dick till the very last scene.
Yes, he was. As a matter of fact, the one last scene was in, I think it was the last Avengers issue 41 or something like that. But basically, it was the two worlds, 1610 and 616, the two planet Earths colliding, everything going to hell, everything on fire, cities burning, people screaming and running and blah, blah, blah. And all you see is Captain America and Iron Man beating the crap out of each other. That's it. That's how it ended. They just kept fighting. They didn't care what was going on. They just kept fighting, which is kind of awesome.
The world ended.
Yeah. DC, talk to me, dude.
New You is all in full swing now. Dan Didio's doing interviews everywhere trying to get people hyped. DC has 44 new comics free online right now. Check them out. They're on CBR and a whole bunch of other places, Comixology, so you can get previews of every title they're launching. And the biggest change, I think, is DC has abandoned a house style. And that was one of the big differences between Marvel and DC. In DC, everybody had to conform. And, you know, if you're reading any Marvel, you pick up, you know, Hawkeye, totally different style than Avengers. So you're going to see a lot of variations in art coming forward in DC. And I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
More liberty to story? Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. That and supposedly Commissioner Gordon is Batman. But, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, we can make a bet, but in 5 years, they're going to reboot anyway. Now they told us.
Of course.
You remember? Course. Yeah.
It's okay.
When is Batman coming back now?
If anyone wants to read a lost Star Wars book that will be contradicted in September, apparently there was a book that was written some years ago that took place basically after Return of the Jedi. It was never published. So if you're really jonesing for Star Wars that badly, there's something new online for you to look at. But rest assured, it's all going to be contradicted in September when, you know, the next real book comes out.
If you're jonesing for Star Wars that badly, just reread the Thrawn trilogy. At least you're going to read something that's good.
Yeah. This is true. The Thrawn
Timothy
trilogy
Zahn
was
had it nailed.
He did. He truly did. He truly did. Although I enjoyed the New Jedi Order, that it, as far as like just a real Star Wars feel, Thrawn was really, really good. Really good. In online media, the Netflix is spreading everywhere to like Italy and Portugal and Spain.
No, it's going to bite me. It's going to bite.
It's going everywhere.
There's a cream for that.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, as a matter of fact, last week we talked about that they were going to put Gerard Depardieu in a House of Cards
remake
in France. So,
sorry, before we leave that point, here's one thing. I don't know if you guys work with anybody from out of country, but and this has been an issue recently here up here in Canardia where the network presidents has been bitching about people stealing foreign Netflix. But how awesome is it that people that you work with from other countries can use a VPN or a proxy service, log on to Netflix from their home country and watch things in their native language? I just think that's fucking awesome. And screw anybody that's saying, "Whoa, stealing foreign Netflix." Sorry, there's my rant. Rant off.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it realistically, it is good that everybody will, you know, now will have access to, you know, their own stuff and be able to, you know, view films in their own language and everything. But absolutely, I think everybody should have access and be able to, you know, watch what they want to watch in their native tongue. So, and also growing more powerful is the Netflix, because apparently Netflix is going to be doing what we have been talking about for about 3 or 4 years now. There has been the belief that at some point they are going to release first run movies on Netflix at the same time the theatrical release will take place. This is the first time. It's going to be a Brad Pitt movie, and it's going to be based on General Stanley McChrystal, and it's going to be released in the theaters and on Netflix at the same time.
We'll see.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
You're right, though. We have talked about this for years, and it would be pretty cool to actually see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this will be
interesting. There aren't many movies nowadays that I feel the need that I absolutely have to go and see in the theater.
And
one out of every 10, maybe. I'd rather just pay to see it at home.
And once again, it's someone of the industry that's championing it. I mean, House of Cards came from Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
He was the spokesman behind that series. Like, listen, this is TV. Wait until you see what we're doing. This is going to blow you away.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
Yep. Yep. Made Netflix what it is now. So, and in typecasting news, Shane from Walking Dead is going to be the Punisher.
Okay. I was discussing that with Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio. And you know what? He's a decent actor.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looked the part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I don't have any expectation whatsoever. You know, hopefully he's going to be good, but if he sucks, I'm going to be like, yeah, well, whatever.
I don't think he is going to suck. As a matter of fact, I think that is so typecasting. It's like back in the day when they cast Jack Nicholson as the Joker. He can play the Punisher very easily. It's like flipping a switch for him. Most of the stuff in the last season he was in Walking Dead, he was basically the Punisher.
I think what people need to do is go, excuse me, Mr. Bernthal, come here, sit down. All right, this is called Punisher, you know, Laundry Day. You'll watch this. All right, now go do this.
Yeah.
Go do it now.
Yeah.
Do it now.
And now.
and have him. Yeah, I mean, he could do that. He could do that very easily. So I'm not too worried about it. I'd be more worried about it if it was like it was all on him, that he was holding up the entire show. But if he is just going to be in Daredevil as a, you know, as a bad guy or a good guy, depending on how you look at him, that's fine because he's not carrying the whole show.
Well, okay, you know what I'm afraid now with Daredevil Season 2? I'm afraid they're going to Iron Man 2 it. Is that now they're putting Elektra, Bullseye, the Punisher, you know.
But they haven't confirmed Bullseye yet. They haven't even confirmed Elektra, to be honest. I mean, they've hinted at it, but they haven't said definitely it's going to happen.
Well, we've seen, like, audition tapes and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. But Wing, in Season 1, they had Kingpin, the Owl, Stick. I mean, they had a whole host of characters.
They did.
It's not like Daredevil characters are prominent. And let's face it, if you take a look at the film track record, the public is more familiar with Punisher. This is more high profile. Punisher, the studios have said, with three different attempts at doing this series, the people want a good Punisher. And they're finally going to get it. I think this will increase the viewership, if that's even possible, for Daredevil.
I agree. I just hope they're doing it well and they're not just like shoving it in there. You know, this character could be boom. Because, yes, they did it 3 times and they missed the mark twice.
I mean, they were all mediocre.
They were all mediocre, but
it was never Marvel Studios.
Exactly. It wasn't Marvel Studios. It didn't have, because now here's the flip side of that whole thing. Now that they have done Season 1 of Netflix, there is a bar. There is a level of expectation, which makes me concerned for things like Jessica Jones and Iron Fist. I don't think that they're going to be bad, but now they're going to look at Daredevil and say, we have to try and hit that mark, which means they're going to have to bring their A game.
That's a good
thing. They're going to have to bring the best writers. They're going to bring the best scenes. They're going to have to really come. Go ahead.
We also have to know, too, that, I don't know, let's call it the District 9 syndrome. I can't think of dude's name.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But Blum, what if, right, thank you. What if they just, they fucking close their eyes, they spun around while drunk, someone spun them around a dozen times, and they chucked the dart at the dartboard, and it hit. And now they're going to be trying to get back to that level. I pray to Crom that that's not it. But
I don't think so, because, again, Netflix and
they're getting it. No, I get it, but what if? It's hard to get look at Marvel. Even though all Marvel movies are serviceable, there's still a handful of misses or
absolutely,
or pretty
absolutely.
Good misses.
And that's not to say that everything is going to be flawless and perfect. But I'm talking about like season ones of shows right now. They're going to look at season one of Daredevil and say, we need to come with our A game. We need to really hit the ball out of the park.
I hope season two is half as good as the first season was, because then it actually.
I'll be
potential.
Satisfied if it is. I'll be very satisfied if it is.
I've set the bar really high, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking I'm going to be disappointed because they can't hit that bar again. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they got to get close.
Yeah, yeah. I think they will. I genuinely do. Do I think they'll get as good? I don't think so, but I think they'll do a very, very strong job. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. But that's not until next year and all that other stuff. We got time. And the first episode of Justice League Gods and Monsters, we talked about this series starting up last week, and the episode just came out yesterday, I think, early yesterday as we record this.
Dark.
It. Wow. And now, we said it was going to be dark. This is darker than I had even expected it to be. I did not expect severed heads in the freezer.
Yeah, severed head in the freezer. Harley
Quinn. I didn't see that coming.
Really, really small panties.
And
man, I missed this.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Panties in a garter and not taking any prisoners, using, you know, sewn up corpses of families as her playthings.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
It is.
No awe, Wing. No, it's not right.
It's like, oh, poor grandma. She was gonna make me cookies, and I'm wondering. I got to look it up. Who did the voice of Harley Quinn? Because it sounds like the same person, but it couldn't be the same person.
Yes, it could. She's friends.
Is it?
Yeah, she's friends with all these people, and these are the original people from the.
Yeah, I know it's Bruce Timm and everybody. I know it's Bruce Timm and everybody. It's just I'm wondering if it's the same person or not. But either way, this is extremely good, and now I am really looking forward to this DVD when it comes out, because if this is the kind of shit they're putting in there, I'm in. I'm totally ready to go. Yeah. I'm totally ready to go for it. So, yeah. Most
my issue is I'm done with Elseworlds. I want main continuity, whatever that is with the whole DC post-convergence reboot. I want main continuity. And we keep getting these spin-off, it doesn't matter, has no impact, different takes on the characters. Just one man's opinion.
I don't know. I'm kind of the opposite. Right now I'm in heaven because they're changing it all the time. So I'm just having all these Elseworlds and all these great stories that...
But where's your continuity? Haven't you always been kind of a continuity whore and, like, you want that? You want the backstories?
Beef, I love you.
Aren't you a continuity whore?
Well, you've always wanted the backstories, and you've always wanted the origins, and, oh, don't fuck with my origins, and now it's, throw them in a bag, shake them up, and pour them out.
But the fact that I can't follow comic the way I used to, I think changed that a little bit. So when... It adds no impact. I'm not kind of slave to a certain release schedule. I'm just picking up a book and there it goes. And that's it. There's closure.
Hmm. Okay, I can kind of see your point there. Especially if it's a good story, that could work well. But either way, this looks good. I'm looking forward to seeing more of it. As far as TV news is concerned, you got your Orange is the New Black this weekend, which is going to be good. That's a good show. If y'all haven't watched it, it is so good. Really, really well put together and funny, and it got the drama and all. It's just a really, really good show. Also, and I haven't mentioned this and I forgot to put it on here, I saw online Mr. Robot, and it's available on YouTube. If the pilot episode is any indication, this may be one of the best shows this summer. Period.
Wow.
Period. It is one of the best acted, one of the best written. The pacing is flawless. It is brilliant, brilliant television. So when it comes out, and it's supposed to be coming out later this month, Mr. Robot, if you have any, you know... Anybody who uses the internet, which is all of us, watch this fucking show. Just trust me on it. It's that good. It's genuinely that good. Humans is going to be coming out on the 28th of this month. Looking forward to that on AMC because, you know, hot robots and AMC.
That looks good.
Yeah. And what is this Canada Loves Superheroes stuff?
Yeah, so the upfronts were a few weeks ago now in the U.S., but upfronts just happened in Canada. And in an interview with the CEO of Bell and CTV, it was some really interesting stats that came out because they never disaggregate U.S. and Canadian viewership. It all gets lumped into North American, i.e. U.S. And it turns out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is top five for viewership in Canada, and so is Arrow and so is Flash. So, and I know that, what is it, SOS Part 1 and 2, the season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. actually slipped out of the top 20, so we didn't get disaggregated viewership. And they're saying that Canada loves superheroes more than the U.S., which was kind of cool, being Canadian.
We created Spurman.
Did you just say Spurman?
I was just going to say Spurman.
It's like, I haven't read that book, Wing.
I've got an S on my chest.
The squiggly tail is the S, which is kind of creepy.
I'm going to shoot forward any moment now.
He's a strong swimmer. What can I say?
Muscles.
And on the 20th of this month, I can't wait, Star Wars Rebels. I just want it now.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
Awesome trailer. Season,
but I'm so freaking ready for the next.
Mm-hmm. This is good. It's going to be very, very good. I cannot wait. Ahsoka and all that shit. Yeah, most definitely.
Where can I get Star Wars?
Yeah. Now, there's been talk for a while about Stephen King, The Stand, going to go on to the movie screens and whatnot.
Bullshit.
And the big concern, whether or not the movie would really encapsulate the entire series, because if those of you who are familiar, The Stand is probably the largest tome that Stephen King has written, and that's saying something. It's the unabridged version is over 1,000 pages easy. So apparently what Showtime is going to do is there's going to be a miniseries that is going to take place prior to the release of the movie, which will delve into the characters and the background. So if you are the diehard fan, you can see the miniseries before the movie. Or if you just want to see the movie, you got that choice also.
It's cool that they give them the options. It's cool that you're going to be able to get that backstory if you're the type that needs and wants it.
You know what? I hope that somebody in L.A. walks over and grabs Joseph Gordon-Levitt and goes, "Look, look, Mr. I'm doing Sandman as one movie, an iconic entire graphic novel run." Like, Jesus Christ, man, this is how you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yes.
Yeah, because Sandman can't be done in one movie. Sandman can't be done in a trilogy.
No.
I'm surprised that Sandman can be done. So
yeah, exactly. Sandman is one of those things that really shouldn't be done at all.
Without going to one like HBO and having a multi-season run.
Exactly. Speaking of HBO and multi-series runs, this past week, apparently a big old character was killed off in a very horrific way, which is Game of Thrones. It's what they do. A lot of people were upset, vehemently upset, on the lines and stuff like that. And,
let's not say any names, please.
Won't say any names.
Fly out
won't
there and castrate you.
But apparently the reason that they did it was so the writers could raise, quote-unquote, morality questions.
So they
because the show doesn't do it enough.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, just whatever.
Oh, that's why.
I haven't watched the show in forever, so I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore, so screw it. I can't get there.
That's the reason why I don't watch the show, because you get attached to a character and it take him away from you.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that, just not with the spoilers.
Yeah. So, Boondock Saints prequel TV series, thoughts?
Whatever.
Meh.
I could be okay with it if it's done right.
Wing is bitter. He's just like, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I don't blame him. The second one really kind of sucked. But
the second one did suck.
It was still good enough because it was in the same universe and we all really liked the first one. And
the first one is lightning in the bottle. The second one is a cash grab. This is
every franchise. Every fucking Hollywood movie out there is their second one for the most part, other than a half dozen or a dozen I can think of are.
That's true. I mean,
look at 28 weeks later.
True.
Cash grab. Look at. Start spitting out sequels. I mean, really.
Now, does it matter to you guys? And I mean, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other, but does it matter to you guys if Troy Duffy is involved or not? Or does it even phase it one way or the other?
Man. If this... No. I mean, if the story's done right, what the hell does it matter?
Exactly.
Even if the original actors aren't in it, I don't give a shit.
Okay,
well,
guys.
It's a prequel, so, you know.
Now, here's a question. In all honesty, given how much there is to watch on everybody's list, do I go back and watch the original Boondock Saints? Because I watched it the first time in questionable circumstances, don't really remember it. Do I need to watch it, you know, and actually pay attention?
Here's a good movie.
The first one is a classic. First one is just a classic. I would even put it in the legendary category, to be honest. But I have this feeling, like so many things, if you watch this, it's going to give you the urge to watch the original. And when you watch the original, it's going to be so good, you're going to be like, why am I watching this? That's my thought.
Fair enough.
Anyway. And for whatever reason, Wings movie Sharknado 3 is coming out, and it's going
to
be called...
It's all fucking bullshit. And I'm going to be happy when I die to have my last words be, I never watched any Sharknados.
You know, if you have one thing to go for in life, never watch any of the Sharknados. It's pretty... It's high up there on the list.
Until good. One day we get on the cast and Beef's like, well, Sharknado was playing on TV. And
I had it on in the background.
And it wasn't that bad, so I watched the second one.
Because it was in the same universe.
Yeah,
so.
Then by the ninth one, I meant, like, well, it's not that bad.
Now,
Walk it's with, not going to be yeah. scanners, dude. Shut up.
Walk with me, though. Let's go back in time. I remember when you guys reviewed or actually discussed Sharknado 1, and you said, if Sharknado allows sci-fi to put shows like BSG back on the air and fund them, you're okay with it. Now we're on Sharknado 3. What have they done with those
nothing.
Proceeds?
Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing.
This state in business.
The closest thing they have done is Defiance, and that's on its last legs. I know it's starting up this weekend, but that's even the actors, I think, know this is it. So, yeah, well, you got nothing.
They go on every season thinking this is it.
This is true. That is very true. That is very true. But yeah, it's they have done basically Ghost Hunters and.
But if you'd That's like it. To learn more about Defiance, there's another cast on the Gunna Geek Network. Wing, why don't you tell them about them?
Tell them about them, Wing.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell him, Mr. Banana.
What?
Come, Mr. Tally Man, tally me banana.
Blind Toss, Voices of Defiance on the Gunna Geek Network. You should listen if you like Defiance.
Here you go.
My God. Oh, my God.
That's why we're professionals, folks.
Yes, we are.
Dude, I'm the one that's had an entire bottle of wine this evening.
Good God. Anyway, movie news. Spy took the box office, which isn't surprising. From what I understand, it's actually a very funny, very good movie, which is awesome. I kind of want to see it, to be honest, because Melissa McCarthy is fucking hilarious. So,
okay.
And you got your Jason Statham. But that's, I'm sorry, I forgot. Wing is on this cast. Anything funny that, you know, we Americans think is funny, he'll, you know,
yes.
poo-poo. Yes, yes. But there's tanking at the box office, and there's the FIFA movie.
The FIFA movie,
$607, not $607 million, not $607, $607. That's it.
That's not going to pay for craft service.
That's not. I don't think that's going to pay for the porta potties at craft service.
Op, thank you for putting this in the news. This was kind of awesome.
$607. I had to keep looking at that number like, there's got to be some zeros missing somewhere. There's no way a movie only makes $607. That's not even a theater, that's not even one theater full.
No.
$607.
And two person bought ticket to have sex. So
I And the thing is, I mean, it just shows just how much disdain people have for FIFA. It's just there's so much disdain there. They're just like, yeah, fuck you. We're not doing this. We love soccer, but we're not gonna watch your fucking movie. Fuck you.
$607.
That is embarrassing. If I was in this movie, I would be ashamed. I would just be like, I don't even want to talk about it.
It's one of those, you just don't talk about it anymore.
Just don't. You just don't.
But the actors are Tim Roth and Gerard Depardieu and Sam Neill.
Yeah. I mean, these are not small-named actors. They have to go back to their agents and say, look, I'm not doing any kind of press for this. I'm not talking about this with anybody. Ever.
No.
I ain't going on Graham Norton or any of them motherfucking shows. Fuck all y'all. I ain't doing shit for this movie.
This is when you pay a hacker to take it off your AMD or your IMDb.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
$607. I just... Wow. Okay. So... the trailer for Mockingjay Part 2 came out today as we record this, and...
I'm excited.
I know it's going to be depressing as all hell, but I'm prepping myself for that, so okay. Great. Awesome.
Yay. Yay, more Wing Hunger Games.
Wing doesn't care because Wing is looking at this next story and,
yes.
you know, and going... So... Yes.
Oh my God, that is disturbing.
That is disturbing. Pictures for the pictures for the Batmobile came out today from Batman vs Superman. It does kind of look like the original Batmobile and the Tumbler had a baby.
Kind of. So,
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Kind of had a baby.
It's kind of a sleek tank.
Yeah. Yeah. The interior looks kind of sweet.
Yeah, they went all out. No, I'm okay with it. That's a Batmobile.
Sure you are. Yes, it is.
There's a big gun in front of it.
I like it. I don't know. How tank-like are we going to go? The Tumbler was one thing. This is another thing now in Justice League 17. Are we going to go literally just a Abrams tank or what?
It's going to fly by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll still be a tank, though.
That's pretty badass. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I kind of like that they're using the shit that came before it. You know what I mean? The stuff from the other ones, it just seems to work.
Why not?
Yep. I agree.
I mean, there's some pictures too from the suits that have came out that are in like displays and stuff, and the Wonder Woman suit has more color than people think it has. So
well, if you don't start with color, you can't filter it out.
True. Yeah, good point.
True. Very true. Well, and she has a shield and a sword, so that's
if you don't start with color, you can't really add it. I mean, you can, but it never looks as good.
True. At that point, it does kind of look like the black and white films that are colorized by...
There's no way that red was that red.
Yeah, yeah. It does kind of look kind of... Yeah. But yeah, this does look kind of sweet. This does look kind of sweet.
It's a sweet ride.
What also looks sweet is the viral video for The Martian, but even more than that, the trailer that was released today for The Martian.
I had no real idea. We talked about this once or twice before, but I really didn't know the concept. And the viral video was cool. It was just like a prequel. He's, you know, the PR guy. And then you watch the actual trailer for it, and you're like, holy shit. This is probably the best trailer I've seen in the last couple of weeks. Easy.
I don't know. I found it's a trailer that says a lot. I mean, half the movie is in the trailer.
So?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're getting?
True.
Here's the other thing. I don't think half the movie is in the trailer because one of the big things about this book that it's based on is the fact that it's based on actual science. And that's what a lot of geeks love about this book. It is based on real science. So they're going to inject a shit ton of Neil deGrasse Tyson type shit in this movie. And then, that's the stuff I'm looking forward to.
And then you're going to have a Neil deGrasse Tyson video saying what didn't work.
I don't know. If they stick with the science, this may be one of the few movies he looks at and goes, yeah, okay, that's good.
That would be great.
Yeah, it depends if he's actually a consultant on it. Yeah.
That's true. If he is a consultant on it, then he'll say yes. If he's not, he's like, you know, I don't know.
How big is the check?
Well, no. I think he's got some degree of ethics. So one would hope they would bring actual scientific consultants on set. And, you know, if they did and they get it right, then they deserve the kudos for it. If they didn't and they just bullshit it, then they deserve whatever ribbing they get from the scientific community. It's pretty black and white.
True. That is very true. And so if they do stick with the book, which is from what I understand, they do very, very close. And the book is filled with science. There's not going to be much of a problem here. But if they, you know, kind of half-ass it, yeah, they're going to have issues. But to Beef's point, the trailer looks amazing. It looks beautiful. And the actors there are all good. So, yeah, I'm down.
Science.
Yeah. Also, Bridge of Spies.
That looks good.
Really good.
And, you know, that one-note actor, Tom Hanks, I mean, he doesn't do a lot of work at all.
Ever.
That little director, Spielberg.
I can't even remember the last movie he was in, or 20. So, but this is it looks amazing. It's the story based on the U-2 spy plane that went down in Soviet Russia, and how he is like one of the people that, you know, does the back and forth with the Soviet counterpart and everything. But it looks like a Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg movie should.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It just looks so good.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, on speaking of Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, the other day on cable, The Terminal was on.
Oh.
That's one of those movies that you have it on in the background, you're not thinking about it, and the moment you see just one scene, next thing you know, you're just sitting there, just watching the damn thing. All the way through to the end.
Yeah, that's not a bad movie. People shit on it for some reason, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's good. it's really good. So, but yeah, this looks freaking phenomenal. What does not sound freaking phenomenal at all? And we have said this on the cast multiple times, and evidently we have to keep saying it over and over again. Doesn't matter who's writing it.
Is this the Akira news?
Yes.
No.
Motherfuckers.
No, don't do Akira.
Akira is not meant to be a white boy tale in New York, all right? You lose 80% of the shit right there. I'm sorry. Racist. I know.
I profoundly respect the showrunner. I do. Because he did Daredevil and he did Spartacus and all those good things. I love his work. Do not touch Akira.
Yeah,
don't.
Okay, the real news behind this is that who cares at this point? Because they've been doing Akira since we've been doing the cast.
They've been doing Akira since before we've been doing the cast, dude.
Everybody's been writing that thing. It's like a rite of passage when you get to Hollywood. Can you write the movie?
I'm gonna do Akira.
Yeah, write Akira. Yeah, that's good. We would produce that. You're not gonna do it? Nope.
Now, I was gonna say, who wants to put a nickel down or a quarter down that it's actually gonna see the light of day? But given the momentum that the writer of Daredevil and Sons of Anarchy actually has, I think it probably has, and this is blasphemy, has a better chance of getting greenlit than a lot of the past ones.
I think the only reason that I have a feeling it won't happen is because of a story later on in this thing. As a matter of fact, it's the last story that, well, shit, I may have to see a Transformers movie because he will be involved in writing another Transformers movie.
Yeah, but
so,
much more interesting robot. Robots, hey.
Yeah, I agree. Robots, hey, but I would rather have him play with the Transformers thing than even attempt to do Akira.
True.
So
I'll give you that.
Just saying.
Agree. But
don't do Akira. That's the bottom line. That's what we're saying here. Don't do Akira. Just don't. So James Cameron likes Genesis, so there's that.
Okay, this week was which old director is ready to be paid to say that the next movie is going to be good? You had Spielberg that did that with Jurassic Park, and Cameron that's like, oh yes, this is Terminator 3, and you're like, what?
No, it's not, dude.
No.
We've seen the trailers. It's not Terminator 3.
If they have to pay you to come here to say, like, yeah, it's good, clearly it's not.
Mm-hmm.
As the question is,
I'm still going to see it, and I'm still probably going to like it.
Well, it's in the same universe, Beef. Mm-hmm. We get that.
You know what? God damn it, Neil. You haven't been here long, but I can still say, fuck you, even though you're not wrong.
The thing is, I would rather have James Cameron be James Cameron-y and just be like, you know, oh, I don't think this film is going to be any good because they don't have this and I did this and I did that and I did blah, 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 blah. At that point, if he did that and just did it on his own, I'd be like, oh, maybe they did something interesting here because James Cameron's getting pissed. Because James Cameron would get pissed if another movie of his, an Aliens or a Terminator or something like that, came out and was better than him. He would get mad.
Oh, so that he's happy, you think it's like, whatever.
Yeah, if he's happy, he's getting paid. But if he's like, you know, oh, I really didn't like this because they did this and I did this and I'm awesome because I'm James Cameron. By the way, I'm doing all another Avatar movie. I'm going to make 5 of them now.
Yeah. See each other in 2028.
I'm going to make 5 Avatar movies and they're going to make you throw up with your eyes bleeding in the theater.
Could you imagine that the second one is a bomb?
Oh, God. Honest to God, I would die laughing. I would laugh so fucking hard.
It's like, waited too long. Nobody cares anymore.
It only makes a little over $600 million total.
Yes.
I would die laughing.
Your lightning in the bottle's gone.
And to be fair, so with the magic of the interwebs, I just took a look at what James Cameron had to say about Terminator Salvation. And his exact quote was, I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was actually embarrassing. I don't think he let the franchise down. So he has said bad things about some of the past ones on his own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would have been more interested if he had said, and but like taking it to the next level of, well, this movie is terrible because I did this and they're trying to do something completely different, blah, blah, blah. If he had said that, I'd be like, okay, maybe they are trying something a little bit different. Now, it could still suck. Don't get me wrong. But for him to just go out, oh, yeah, it's the next Terminator and da-da-da. Shut up. Work on your non-existent Avatar movies and shut up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Go back to your non-existent Avatar movie.
I built this micro-submarine because Avatar is going to take place underwater. And I have to go underwater so I can do research for the next Avatar movie. Shut up! No, you didn't!
He's going to save the world.
You're just... So, okay. So, anyway, as far as... and we also just put James Cameron Terminator Salvation quotes in the show notes, so when you look at them, you can see that he's, like, can actually...
Crazy speak. As fuck.
Yeah, there you go. So, for those of you who are going to Comic-Con, do not expect Marvel to do anything in Hall H this year, which is mildly surprising, but not earth-shattering. It does open the door for Warner Brothers and DC to do something. At this point, they better.
Yeah. I mean, now it's like Marvel was like, okay, we give you this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all better do something because, you know, your Batman Superman movie's coming out next year. You better do something.
And I don't want to see, like, Batman and Superman doing, like, the Queen and waving.
What's the saying, giving somebody enough rope to hang themselves with?
That's what I'm thinking, too. That's what I'm thinking, too. I think Marvel's like, yeah, you can have Hall H. Go ahead.
Yes. Let's see what you do.
Let's see what you do with that. We'll just be sitting over here putting together our next Daredevil season. And, yeah, you guys go on and do that. Bye-bye.
Have fun. Yeah.
And speaking of Batman and Superman, it is about exactly what we pretty much thought it was about. Batman looked at Superman, and when Superman does all these things, it really makes Batman upset because he's an alien and he does weird things, so he's going to fight him, but they have to join forces to fight some other thing that's going to come out because Lex Luthor is bald.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Moving on.
All right. So
people were like, oh, big synopsis reveal. I'm like, well...
It's this thing we've been saying for the last year.
Yeah, what's pretty happen. Much. We gotta know where this is going right now, so just give us a trailer.
That's like saying Ben Affleck is Batman as a spoiler these days.
Ben Affleck is Batman. In Suicide Squad.
In Suicide Squad, that is true.
Yeah.
And the poster for ID42 came out, so apparently they're gonna blow up the planet. That will make everybody's day pretty bad at that point.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. At this point, this is... How can we up the stake?
Let's blow up the planet!
Yeah, why not?
And in the third one, they'll blow up the solar system.
Probably.
Because, you know...
I don't know. Yeah, what's your next poster?
But it is kind of a jump, because they start off with just blowing up the White House. Why didn't they just, like, then blow up a city? And then blow up a state? And then blow up a country? And then blow up a planet? That's five movies.
Well, because everybody knows that after the White House, what's the next step? It's the planet.
Mm.
Come on.
Blow up planet. So anyway.
Talking about, whatever. It's ID42. I don't really
too many
care.
Letters and numbers. It makes no sense.
I don't really care. To
I'm
going to
keep calling it Independence Day 42, and nobody's going to know what I'm talking about.
It's true. It's true. And in non-news, Neil gave us this from Uwe Boll, pretty much going crazy.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Uwe Boll lose his shit on YouTube, he basically blames us all of us who have watched those crappy Marvel movies for not funding his Kickstarter for another sequel of a video game franchise that really isn't very good, but... We're all idiots, and George Clooney's an idiot, and he picks up a copy of The Hollywood Reporter and starts pointing out all the actors in it that are also idiots. So it's worth watching. I love Uwe.
He's touched in the head. He is touched in the head. Just like,
yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen his movies?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Our last piece of video type goodness is Batman vs. Superman with Shia LaBeouf.
This is so weird.
Shia LaBeouf did a thing for a university where you just go and read like a couple of lines for future screenwriters. And one of them is a motivational video. And it's in front of a green screen.
Put motivational in quotes.
Yes. And it's in front of a green screen. And people got hold of that on the internet and started green screening that in everything. Because he's like,
so good.
Just do it.
And you couldn't tell if it was a motivational speech or a Nike ad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shia LaBeouf is insane. I think we've passed the Rubicon with him. He has lost his shit.
But they answered that into the Batman Superman trailer.
With his arm around Batman.
Yes.
On top of the... I'm like, really?
it's really great.
It is a sight to behold because, you know, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, but that's pretty funny. At least that's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. So that is the news for this week's folks. We are releasing early this week, so we will talk to you later next week. So be good to each other. Peace out.
Deuces.
Later.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.